What's up, my beauty? How are you today? Oh, I just got back in from Mexico last night. Glenn and I were in Puerto Vallarta last week and soaking up some sunshine and swimming in the beautiful, beautiful water there. And now I am back and in it. And so much of my plane ride back was reading the welcome packets for the women who are in the Own Your Throne program that starts the time of this recording tomorrow, June 29th. Links in the bio if you want to join us. And the reason why I want to do a podcast today is I just want you to know how amazing you are. Whether or not you are a person who I actually read your packet, I know at this point in my 20-year career, I've read enough welcome packets to know that you're amazing. Women are amazing. What you have lived through, what you've overcome, what you've witnessed, what you've experienced. It's just like, oh my goodness. And yet we're still getting up and we're still putting a smile on our face and we're still finding joy in our heart and we're still looking for our breakthrough and being available for the bigger life. And I know you know what you've been through. I don't know if you realize how amazing you are. And if you could just understand, there's not a woman in the world who hasn't been through it also. Her thing, something more similar than you could imagine. I mean, the amount of trauma, abuse, church hurt, legal issues, abandonment, neglect, addiction. It's just, human beings are very hurting people, and hurting people hurt others. And I know trauma is a word that's, used so much in the entrepreneurial space right now. And however you want to label it, here's what I know for sure. You can heal it. You can heal it. You can become so much stronger from it. And you deserve the complete and total healing, physical, spiritual, emotional, sexual, any of it, any of it, any of it. Because with God, all things are possible. There's not a scripture in the Bible that says with God, 37.8% of healing is available for you. It doesn't say, well, we can get you out of some financial struggle, but not all the financial struggle. Or, well, we can help you transform your money story, but your love life, girlfriend, you are on your own. It's not like that. It's not like that. And with everything that's gone on in the world for the past couple of years, we've all had our own internal awakening, of course. And when I say awakening, I don't even mean everyone's at clarity yet. I mean, we've been like awakened to what am I doing with my life? And we're asking different questions and we're challenging our own status quo. And it's like, do I want to be in this relationship? Is this where I'm really going to live? Am I going to keep going to that job? Or, and I've found so much beauty, also pain, but more beauty than the going through the motions. There's beauty in the inquiry and there's beauty in the soul search. And, I wrote in my book, and I knew this, the age of queen is now. But I didn't know how much the age of queen is now because then there was the pandemic. And then there's been all of what's been going on in the world. Domestically in the United States, internationally as well. And I have never, until this moment, understood more deeply for such a time as this. For such a time as this, you, me, every welcome packet I read, and every woman you cross on the street, this is our. For such a time as this moment, we are all the most unlikely candidates that have been called for a royal purpose for such a time as this. Like, there is no possible way we could all experience what we've experienced, witness what we have, gone through what we have, and be in the positions that we're in to not use our lives in the biggest way possible, in the most loving way possible, shining the most light, I mean, just making the biggest contribution for such a time as this. And I will let you know, my community is fierce and judgment-free. You get to pick what your for such a time as this moment is about. And I'm just not part of the bandwagon that believes that yours should be mine and other people's should be, like, that's all between you and your creator. However, what I do know is that the deep, deep, deep calling inside each and every one of us and all of the conditioning, the programming that has told us that we're not enough and we're never going to get anywhere, we can't do that or be that big or make that much or be that loved and any of that, that is a choice at this point in time. I understand the brainwashing. I understand the control. I understand the conditioning. And if you're going to come join me and own your throne, all of that you will awaken up to and you will be making different choices. No longer do we get to even subconsciously play victim in our life. Well, if it was supposed to happen, it would have. Or, well, if I was meant to whatever, be more confident, be loved, be married, have kids, be any of it, then it would. No. This is our time to shine, to show up, to unapologetically declare and decree and be there for your truth and your desires and everything that A, you are capable of and everything that is available to you and everyone in the world when we know spiritual truth and when we rely on spiritual truth. Part of the brainwashing of feeling like we're not enough and never going to get there or can't do it and all of that, it's lack of self-permission. When women give themselves permission, everyone benefits. But the codependency is killing our world. It's killing our nation, our countries, our families, our communities. We must shed the scales of being so afraid of what everyone else is going to think or needing to be liked, approved of, and accepted by anyone other than ourselves and our spiritual following. Lesson one in week one of Own Your Throne. I'm just a spoiler alert here, people. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. I did something recently. I can't even believe it, but I'm telling you, I got the lesson. I got it. I know I'm going to be brought around the mountain again just to make sure, but I'm telling you, I got it. I said yes to something that I didn't want to do. And I kept saying it wouldn't be a big deal. And I just felt like I couldn't not say yes. And I did all the codependent things, like, what will they say? And I have to, and all the things. And it ended up being, I'm just going to go with not an ideal experience, and that's the understatement of the century. And I was like, wow. I didn't have to say yes, actually. I felt like I did. And I think that so many of us feel like we can't shine that brightly. We can't be that powerful. We can't live where we want to live. We can't marry who we want to marry. We can't or not marry or have kids or not have kids or whatever the thing is. And I am telling you, it is time for you to unleash. It is time for you to shine. It is time for you to stop being so polite and tiptoeing around. And I'm not saying you need to be raging over this. You get to do you and have your own personality style and your own style of showing up in the world completely. All I know is another well-behaved, soft-spoken woman who is more concerned what other people are going to think than what's going on inside of her heart and her intuition. That's not what my community is about. So if you're committed to that, then I'm going to recommend that you do not come join us and Own Your Throne or pretty much anything else I do. Because it's just a vortex for unabandoned self-permission at this point. Self-permission, even if you're going to make mistakes, you make them on your terms because this is your life and you get to make mistakes and you get to live and you get to learn and you get to try out new things and you get to kill Little Miss Perfect. That's right. It's not the big life that you're dreaming of. And I got to tell you also, it was really interesting. I very consciously and purposefully put age in my welcome packet. Because I'm curious. I'm curious about every decade of a woman's life. I'm curious as what's going on with the generations that are younger than me. And I'm curious about mine and the ones that are further ahead down the path than I am. And women are tired, regardless of age, P.S. But certainly as the age goes on, like more hits to self-confidence, more life not working out, more evidence that making money is hard or finding love is hard or losing weight is hard or any of that. When there's these exquisite, gorgeous, big, rich dreams inside of your heart. And here's one thing I know for sure. More hustle will not get you there. Working harder will not get you there. How could it? How could you have worked harder than you have? How is that even humanly possible? It's not it. Working longer hours, working more days in the week, any version of rearranging the furniture on the Titanic, it's still the Titanic. You're still going to go down with adrenal fatigue or cancer or any of the physical dis-ease that manifests in our bodies when we are not alive spiritually. And I get it. I'm a Capricorn and I am about results and I am about show me. Remember, I would just tell people at the beginning of my career, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Like I would just do anything to get the result. It's not about that anymore. Unless you are connected to your passion, which means that you are connected to the divine, which means that you are connected to the infinite. Nothing else works ultimately, and nothing else matters. It's going to matter. You're going to be spinning your wheels. So here's the good news. If you're tired, if you're exhausted, if the circumstances that you're in just feel like molasses and nothing's changing, like the legal issues are so drawn out, the divorce is unending, the business won't get off the ground, the trouble with your teenager, it's just, you're on your knees again, you know, like all of that stuff that just won't move. It's because what Einstein was talking about, you cannot solve your problems from the same level of consciousness you were at when you created them. So it's about the higher level of consciousness. And the higher level of consciousness comes from a higher level of awakening. It doesn't come from studying statistics and subject lines and funnels and who my avatar is and what can I say to get them to buy. Or get the position or the job or the promotion. It's not how it's done. Not any significant growth, not any wind beneath your wings feeling, not any quantum leap, not any big breakthrough, not like, oh my gosh, my life is so much better than even I designed it to be. That comes from the miraculous. That comes from the spiritual. And the spiritual doesn't enter in without our invoking it. Sadly, God has a very, very great sense of boundaries. Not going to go where not asked. Not going to override our own self Will our own self perceptions? That part has to come from us. And the great news is, when we start listening to a different conversation, it changes our consciousness, which changes our lives. When we start hearing our intuition, changes our decisions, changes our actions, changes our lives. When we start vibing at a higher frequency because we're so filled with passion and excitement, and we're not stuck in a boring, routine, mundane, I know everything that's going to happen in my day, my week, my month, my year, you start magnetizing to you. And this is an art and a science. Quantum physics on one hand, yes. Spirituality and faith on another one, yes. And us getting great at receiving requires mastery. Otherwise, you're just going to go out and keep chasing and keep pounding the pavement and keep boring yourself and keep wearing yourself out and keep wondering what's wrong with you because you're doing all the stuff that they told you to do. It doesn't work. I followed all those rules. I did all those things. It does not get you to your truth. It gets you to their value system, which is very far away from your throne. So I'm inviting you back. I'm inviting you back to not just get so close to your throne. You're going to sit on your throne and you are going to own your throne. You're going to own your voice. You're going to own your spiritual connection. You are going to design your life and magnetize and draw all of your good to you. And you are going to understand when the Bible says, my ways are higher than your ways. Because you are not going to go out there and pull the flower open. You're not going to go out and say, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Because you are going to open the eyes of your heart that lets you see things not as they are, but as they could be. And then you're going to create and you're going to manifest from this place because you will not be at the same level of consciousness you were at when you created the sludge, the lack of clarity, the insecurity, the no results central, the settling. That day gets to be over. But it requires education. It requires practice to get you to mastery. And that's what you deserve. That is what, for such a time as this, is all about. So I really, really want you to deeply consider joining us. You're not going to be the same 10 weeks later. You are going to see me walk you through an entire heroine's journey where you are center stage, where you are the queen of your life, where you are going to wake up to so much automatic and unconscious conditioning that has programmed you for the level that you're at right now, not what you were designed to be at. This queen stuff works, spirituality works, but it requires faith, it requires a deeper trust, and it requires a greater education as well. For any of you that think I'm just gonna John 3:16 you all the way through this one, this is not who I am, this is not how this works. I'm talking about you having an alive relationship with the divine. Not just blindly following, again, someone else's rules. This is high-level consciousness. This is where the breakthroughs are. This is where the miracles are. All the stuff that you crave and that you desire, it's all in you. And for all of us, myself included, this is our opportunity to recreate and redesign a world in our lives, to live the way we actually are lit up to live. That's right. We get to be full of passion, full of power, full of clarity on everything that's amazing and how to manifest. It's delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, seek first the kingdom of heaven and all these things will be added unto you. Added. Not seek first the kingdom of heaven and then go work your ass off and take the bull by the horns and hope that you can scrape a few dollars together. I am telling you, the bigness is in your spiritual connection. And it's time that we prioritize that and stop leaving prayer for a last resort. We start with prayer. We start with believing. And faith is the evidence of things not seen. I don't want to believe in what I'm seeing right now. I am believing in something way bigger for my life. I am believing in a level of breakthrough and transformation and power and contribution at a level that I've not seen before. And if you come join me, you're going to own that for you as well. That's what owning your throne is about. You've already been created to be queen. The abundance already exists on the spiritual level. Now it is time for us to get so great at magnetizing what God, Spirit, Divine, the quantum field has in store for us. Magnetizing it to you. Letting what you could never do for yourself be done for you and given to you. That is called blessing. That is called favor. That is called the way I desire to do life. So check out the curriculum. The link is in the show notes, divineliving.com/own your throne. Think you can remember that one. All of the lessons will be recorded. You'll have lifetime access to them. So whether or not you can join us in real time, that will be up to you. There are weekly prayers, meditations, workbooks, diving in deep to your own epic Esther experience. For those of you who have heard me teach the story of Esther before, this is like no other. P.S. This is all updated, all up-leveled. It's that and then some. Because what it is, it's come from my own spiritual awakening. I had to have the faucet turned off. I had to become miserable. I also had to become unavailable to life as I knew it. And I got to tell you, my life was pretty great. You know, multi-million-dollar women's empowerment business, travel the world, married to my soulmate, healthy. And yet I could see the ways in which I wasn't conscious to, but that I was settling, that I was going through the motions, that I was doing what I could do, not necessarily like so leaning in on my faith that I was being spiritually guided and really listening. I got caught up in what worked and what was serving people and making money and not deeply, deeply inquiring what else was possible. I thought this is as good as it got. Like, I didn't even know that it needed much more. But God did. Because for such a time as this, all of us have a greater calling in our lives. And so whatever's not working, whatever has you on your knees, whatever has you living in a world in between worlds, or whatever might have you feeling broken or left behind, I'm here to tell you that is merely the cloud covering up the sun. The sunlight never goes away, and neither does your greatness and your calling and your purpose. So you're going to be with a community of queens who you deserve to get to know and deserve to get to know you. 10 weeks, week after week, I'm going to teach, I'm going to coach, I'm going to do what I've been called to do. And yes, I answered this calling. I shut down all of my nuts and bolts business programs, and I didn't know why. I just knew it wasn't working. I didn't have the same passion. But through faith and trust and processes and exercises, I'm going to teach you over this heroine's journey experience, I got to a place of instant clarity, instant manifestation, confidence, certainty, a connection with the divine like I've never had before. And I've gone to church 3 times a week my whole life, and Holy Spirit rallies on Friday night. So, like, you know, this is saying something. And I'm not going to pretend that I have it all figured out. I'm very much on my journey as well. I just don't want to hold back on what is working. Because what isn't working is pounding the pavement and pulling the flower open and thinking that I have to do everything and force it to happen. That's not working. What is working are all things feminine. The spiritual, the intuition, the connection, the community, the fun, the play, the pleasure, the listening, not to what's being spoken, but what's really being said. There's a whole different level of womanhood that has come through this, and it's my great honor and privilege to share it with you. So come join us. Like I said, the link is in the show notes. It's going to be exactly and more of what you need it to be. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for showing us how to get old, outdated, archaic, having nothing to do with you, beliefs, mentalities, out of our thoughts, out of our ways of being. And in creating all this space and uprooting all that is not of you, may we continue to make room for your voice, your leading, your teachings, your way of doing life that is filled with positivity and love and power and abundance. We weren't created to live alone. We weren't created to struggle financially. We weren't created to work all the time. We weren't created to be in fear. We weren't created to be judgmental and critical of ourselves and others. So we dedicate this time together, and for those that are going to join us over the next 10 weeks, to being made new. Because we know that we will be renewed by the transforming of our minds. Thank you for your teachings. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the one true source. And we pray this believing. Amen. Mwah! Lots of love, everyone.